It's January 18th, and you're listening to OK Saturday.
Oh, that was perfect.
Think we got it.
All right, done. Cut, copy, print.
Print that podcast.
Copy, paste, print. Podcast time. Let's get this party started. Hey, everyone. You're listening to OK Saturday. And we're a group of friends who like to get together and have fun conversations for you to listen to by you. To send us and then for us to talk about and for you to listen to. Oh, my goodness. So... let's introduce ourselves, shall we? Hi, I'm Aubrey.
I'm Andrew.
I'm John.
Oh, I'm Zach. I said mine early. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, check out our Tumblr. Tumblr. What is it? OK-Saturday.tumblr.com or
yes.
OK Saturday or YouTube at OK Saturday. We make videos and other podcasts and post things for you to look at, and we tweet and stuff like that. And today we have a topic sent in by someone named Kyle. Kyle says, out of the Saturn dudes, who is the best candidate for the Mars One mission? Thanks, Kyle, for that. So, the Mars One mission, maybe someone wants to explain it, because I don't really know what it is.
You really ended that statement like you were going to explain it?
Okay, this is what I think it is. This is what the dudes told me it was. They're sending people to Mars.
That's like, yeah, that's the base of it.
Okay, then maybe you want to elaborate. I know what it is.
It's a privately funded mission where some private investors want to send two people. I think it's initially two to Mars. On a one-way mission where they will spend the rest of their lives because you're not coming back. And then every 2 years after that, they'll send two more people. And so they want to start colonizing Mars. So that's the plan. And right now they're taking applications from people all over the world, people who are willingly want to go on this one-way mission to Mars. And I guess they're taking the best of the best.
So that's why one of us, we need to kind of decide who the best for this mission is out of us. Because for some reason, they're funding one of us to go.
Yes.
But they only have the
one of us has been accepted.
Not yet. We need to decide who.
How about let's, for this podcast's sake, say we all really want to go. Because it doesn't really work if only one of us wants to go and then no one else goes. And
oh, yeah, there's not really anything to talk about then, yeah.
So I guess how about we try to pitch ourselves as the best candidate to go for this?
That's an interesting angle.
I like that.
All right. I'm not going first. I just said okay.
Yeah, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. Okay. So private investors. I was going to say NASA, but that's not really a thing anymore.
Is NASA going to be the one sending everyone there, by the way?
No, it's all private.
Oh!
NASA doesn't do manned space missions anymore, either.
I don't know if I trust this.
Yeah, maybe, when they send people, you have to keep in mind that also means that non-Americans might be sending too. Anyways, though, this is about my candidacy for a Mars One, I guess, person.
What do the private investors sound like?
The private investors?
They sound like this.
Oh, I'm a private investor.
I have a lot of money that I want to blow.
Why should I spend my $4 billion on you, Zachary Sterling?
Wow, investors. That sound oddly like rich versions of my best friends. Let me tell you. First of all, I think I am the perfect representation of Earth culture, and would, and I think yeah, that I would be able to not only bestow but maintain a sense of Earth culture on this new frontier that is Mars. I grew up reading and enjoying plenty of science fiction books, comics, movies, and I think that has properly trained my expectations for space, so I am prepared to fight or befriend aliens depending on their disposition. I am relatively strong, not strong enough to be considered like really strong, but strong enough to like lift heavy things if I have to, so I can carry my own. I could survive in whatever spacesuit I might have to wear or not, depends. So that's good.
Are spacesuits heavy?
Probably.
I think they're pretty heavy.
Probably pretty heavy. But then once they're out in zero gravity, probably not that heavy.
Right.
But you have to wear them before you leave. So you have to, you know, it's not like you go outside where it's low gravity and then put them on.
Anyhow. Just got to make it to the door.
So let's see what else. Also, I'm a relatively friendly person, so I'll probably get along with
the aliens
that, well, like I said, if their disposition is good, and the fellow Mars One mission person, unless they're dumb, and then I won't get along with them. But you don't. Who cares?
But you're not there to make friends.
And I'm not there to make friends at all. No, I just want to win.
This is a game, right?
That's another reason why I'm a good candidate, because I will turn it into a game and make it fun for everyone.
Well, we're competing against each other right now, so.
Oh, are we?
I need the least creature comforts, so to speak. Like, if I gotta sleep on a cold space floor, boom.
If you need to sleep on a moon rock.
If I have to sleep, that'd be weird for a moon rock to be on Mars, though. See, that kind of rapier wit and intelligence is what makes me a good candidate. But I can sleep on a Mars rock. Also, I watched a lot of Looney Tunes, so based on Marvin the Martian, I think I would be good friends with the Martians. So I could sleep on a rock if I have to. I could eat like pizza from a tube every day and never get sick of it.
Ooh.
You're gonna be drinking, but you're allergic to Tang.
I'm allergic to Tang.
Oh,
so,
shoot.
Oh man.
Oh no.
No, that's the orange. That's the orange juice of space. Okay, so, but you know what? For my country and for my planet, more importantly, I will drink it until I'm immune to it, in little doses, and increase my Tang intake every day. I would do that. That's the kind of dedication you need from an Earthling. From to become a Martian, I want to be one of the first Martians. So. That's my
two cents.
That's my two cents, and I'm sticking to them. This money is so sticky, guys. Awesome. And yeah, so there, I am perfect for this mission.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I'm just gonna take a couple notes here.
for dramatic effect.
Yeah,
it's good. I find it really strange that a modern, really rich person that wants to send people to space is still using a crow quill pen.
It's a mechanical pencil.
Bic.
All right, on to the next subject.
Who goes next?
I'll go next, I guess. I think the first thing I have a leg up on Zach is that I'm not allergic to Tang. So.
To be fair, we all have a leg up on that one. From
Zach. It's true.
And my only allergy is to Elastoplast Band-Aids, so I think we should be okay.
God forbid you get any injuries in space.
We'll just use the non-Elastoplast Band-Aids.
But that might be the Band-Aid of NASA.
Then I'll be mildly irritated. I won't swell. Anyway, that's totally not the point here. So one, I think a reason for me to go on this mission is I already have a big love of space. One of my first Halloween costumes was a spaceman.
So you have experience being an astronaut.
Yes. Yeah. I've been an astronaut in my head for years. I have a tattoo of the moon.
Oh, this is true.
But not of Mars. Let's just point that out. Hey. I just want the investors to know that.
And I want the investors to know, who knows, the Martians might have beef with moon people, and so you might actually be offensive to Martians with that moon tattoo.
You don't think it's they're friendly with each other?
The devil's advocate.
All right, hold on. For the mission, would you get it covered up and turned into Mars?
No, but I would get a Mars tattoo on opposite shoulder.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. Go on.
For the mission. Okay. I have also years of experience as a baker, so I could provide a service to my fellow Martians as the baker and provide fresh cinnamon buns every day and fresh bread. So who doesn't like waking up in a Mars space station to the smell of bread wafting through those sterile corridors? You know,
you actually just add the touch of the air with your bread steam.
I think it would add a touch of, oh, I'm not actually on Mars, away from all my family, and I'm going to die here alone. So I think I would add a sense of comfort and stability. What else?
What if your fellow Martian people have gluten intolerance?
I can do a gluten-friendly sourdough. It's not completely gluten-free, but they'll just have to deal with it.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay. Canadian. We all know that Canadians have a history in space with Chris Hadfield just coming back from his ISS mission.
Did we all know that? Because I didn't.
Never mind. Maybe you didn't know.
We don't all know that.
We don't know that.
His YouTube channel.
Oh, that was him. He was Canadian?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And now I know. I knew.
So, you subscribe to his YouTube channel, Andrew?
I am following him on Twitter.
Oh, but not YouTube. All right, just let the investors know that.
Okay. Very interesting.
Okay.
So we have cosmonaut DNA already in our system. So I think I have that as well. Okay. I would love to teach my fellow Martians how to play the great sport of hockey on Mars and start the first Mars hockey team.
Ice hockey, because a fact, everyone, there is ice on Mars. That's a good way to slip that.
Hold on, Aubrey, it's not your turn yet.
Okay, sorry, I jumped the gun.
Start spouting facts about Mars
that nobody knew already.
So there are already perfect skating rinks on Mars. And I think I'm going to end it with that.
Hmm.
And that is my essay on why I should be sent on this mission.
Hmm. Very interesting, yes. Thank you.
Hmm. All right, I guess I'll go.
All right.
All right. So...
Drama of the mind.
So I want to go to Mars because I think I have really good girl jeans. Not jeans like you put on your legs, but like jeans.
And they look great. Oh, okay.
They're very flattering.
I want to start a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants with the Martians to bring us all together.
Sisterhood of the Space Traveling Pants.
So I carry very strong brown hair, brown eye jeans, which
unique.
I think will really benefit our new life on Mars if we have to procreate. Because I think you can never have enough brown hair, brown eyed people. I'm Italian, so I could be making pasta for everyone. Mm-hmm. Pasta, probably more than they like cinnamon buns.
Ooh.
I think pasta goes better with tang too.
Classic combo.
Let's see, what else? I wouldn't mind slowly dying up there because I heard that when you go up there, your eyes swell up and your head enlarges because it's not used to the gravity being all weird. But I would be able to deal with that for my people or whatever.
For my people or whatever.
I could bring
convicted
the joy of
song.
Song. I do like to make up songs. I don't sing or play an instrument, but I think that's what makes me unique from other people who do sing and play instruments. I will also bring the joy of laughter because I like to make people laugh. And I will be the first Martian stand-up comedian.
Okay.
I have this really great routine set up about how a couch is just a bent bed. It's really funny. Okay. What else? I mean, there's so many reasons why I want to slowly die in space. I wouldn't mind leaving everyone I love behind because I don't love that many people. I have very few friends that I would have to say goodbye to. I'll go up there and all I'll be worried about is building a cool life on Mars for future generations. Right? That's the point of it. To like build.
I don't think they're planning on terraforming or populating it, but I think it's more of a study mission.
Well, that's why they're going to bring me there, because I am going to bring
the ruckus.
I will. I'm going to bring the party to Mars, and because the party follows me wherever I go, and I am going to start, you know, for when the Earth dies, because Earth will die.
I'm going to make sure of it.
I'm going to make Mars the new place to be, the new hotspot, if you will. So once I go there, I make Mars popular, I make Mars cool. Everyone's going to want to abandon Earth because Earth is slowly dying anyway. And I'm going to make everyone go to Mars. And we're going to have a life. I'm going to have, you know, restaurants set up, comedy clubs, dance halls, concert venues. We, you know, Andrew, I'll bring your ice skating rink idea for hockey since there's ice already there.
So you're stealing my ideas, what you're saying, to the investors?
No, I'm going to work with you on it because I will be in charge of the mission. And we could develop the ice hockey thing for you.
All right, this investor who also happens to live with you wants to know how you're going to handle the extreme cold of space.
Oh no!
Right. Let the listeners know that,
well, is it really that cold?
This Mars, this supposed Mars mission lady, put on slippers before the podcast because of her cold feet.
Well, here's the thing, you guys. Number one, I'm willing to take anything, any sort of discomfort, to make Mars a better place for us all. Number two, if I'm not in the space station, I'm going to be in a spacesuit, which I'm going to have built-in heaters in the spacesuit. It's going to be my own patented idea. So no one gets cold on Mars when I'm working with the ice rink to develop that hockey for the youths that are coming to Mars to be better people. Thank you, Aubrey for Mars 2014. We're doing it big. We're going to do it. Go big, go home. I know what I'm talking about. Let's get it started. Anyone who's with me, say aye, aye, Captain. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. All right, John. I'm trying.
Okay.
That's a tough act to follow.
Okay, well.
The investors took no notes after that speech. That's not a good sign.
No, they were just so blown away. They're like, man, they just threw away the notes they already had.
That's what happened. Hey, right. Okay, so I should go to space. I should be in the Mars thing. What?
That's it. That's your.
I should go to space. Thank you.
Slow clap.
Okay, so I'm very clean. I'll keep the space station very neat.
It will. Yeah, he is tidy.
I'm very tidy. I tried my best. My room's not the best right now, but hey, I'll do my best there. So the space station will be clean. I'm gay, which is like not very good for the whole, if we're like trying to populate this. But I bring like a really different perspective for the Martians, you know, and I could like really enlighten them and make them less ignorant people. Interspecies wise and like sexuality as well. So, and you know, the whole world is like turning gay anyway. So I think I'd be a great representation of the human population. So, I've dealt with hardships because of my sexuality. So I will understand the Martians better because we are, you know, humans are like anti-alien. So we'll be able to, you know, like, we'll be able, I don't know.
As a human, you felt like an alien.
Yes.
Therefore, you relate to the Martians better than anyone else.
Exactly. I'm the perfect person. I'm great at social media, so if you need, like, twitter.com/Mars, mars.tumblr.com, like, I can set that up. I will get meetings ready for you. I will schedule tweets. I will find the best Mars pictures on Tumblr. I will take great Mars selfies and post them on Instagram. I will become the face of Mars, and people will want to live there just because I will be a representation of that. What else?
This pause is very.
I can't think of any. Shut up.
Noted.
I work great with others. Works well with others.
John's clicked on his resume. And
really willing to learn. I know Photoshop.
I work well in a fast-paced environment.
My previous job was at Urban Outfitters.
Your biggest flaw is that you care too much.
Perfect.
That you work too hard.
I'm an artist, so if you need, like, a logo for Mars, if you need, a Mars flag designed, I can do that. I can really offer a lot of things. I have so many interests that any number of them could really benefit Mars as a planet, you know?
So I'm supposed to believe that someone who had so much trouble designing his own Animal Crossing flag could design a flag for a whole planet.
I believe you have the standard beetle flag in Animal Crossing.
That is due to a lack of...
Noted.
Animal Crossing is not as important as something like this. And if the importance of that flag was to match the importance of the flag of Mars, I would definitely have worked on it painstakingly.
You would design a beetle flag for Mars.
And if you need a beetle flag, I got one already, so...
You don't know how big of Animal Crossing fans the Martians are, so you better watch
it. I guess I don't. You know what? I don't. This is true. And lastly, really loved Alan Strange... The Nickelodeon TV show about a Martian that lived up in these kids. I owned a t-shirt with an alien on it that the kid was wearing in the show once, and I nearly died.
Wow.
Love Snick, so... And Alex Mack, is that aliens? No.
No, she's just a Capri Sun.
Well, I love Capri Sun.
By the way, just for my argument, I also love 30 Seconds to Mars.
Well, I love Cloverfield.
Okay. Is he from Mars?
So, no, but aliens, you know.
Mars Attacks, my favorite movie.
Not true.
You don't know.
Are you lying to the investors, Aubrey?
Also, you do not love 30 Seconds to Mars. That is also a huge lie.
I love Jared Leto's hair, so that's just the same as loving 30 Seconds. Have you seen his hair?
Recently? No, what does it look like?
Oh my!
Well, he looks like a punk rock Jesus.
He really does, and it is a gorgeous hair. I want to figure out. I'm going to take that picture of Jared Leto and take it to my hairstylist and ask her to give it to me because
ooh,
it's beautiful.
He looks like a beautiful Jesus,
right? Like, like post apocalyptic punk rock. Like
he's like in he's like a Jesus with an ombre,
right? Right.
Whatever ombre is that? What it is? Not ombre.
An ombre is a Spanish man.
Then I meant ombre. Excuse me. I meant ombre. He's like Jesus with a Spanish man next to him.
Ombre. I should also point out about this mission. It takes 7 months. To fly from Earth to Mars. So how would you keep yourself occupied for 7 months on a tiny spaceship?
Minecraft.
Plants vs. Zombies 2.
You think you're going to have internet? Don't you need internet for Minecraft?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, well, I
microbrewing.
Quilting.
Quilting.
I'll make quilts for the Martians.
That's you just passion. Said that Mars wasn't cold. Why would they need quilts?
It's a decorative piece. Okay. Right, not quilts are all for fun.
Decorative quilts.
Jeez.
She'll knit the Martians' cozies.
I'd write a song. Just one.
Whittling. I'll do that thing.
Yeah, soap carving.
Where people take toothpicks and make really tiny things. Out of them, and it's impressive.
I'll make micro sculptures on the tips of crayons.
Mm. I've seen that.
Yeah, that's a Tumblr thing.
Impressive. glass blowing.
Invent a new sandwich.
I think I'd get really good at juggling.
Oh, you would. Juggling in gravity, zero gravity.
Be better at it.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be crazy.
Well, would they come back to you? Would they just float away indefinitely?
I guess I was just assuming that by the time this mission actually happens, we'll have artificial gravity on the spaceship.
They just have heavy shoes. They'll make everyone wear Air Force Ones.
See, I hope that they don't, because I'm going to go to Mars. My goal is going to be to take a bunch of joke pictures to send back home of me, like, holding a piano in no gravity and everything strong.
They'll be like, why are you bringing a grand piano onto the spaceship, Aubrey?
Don't question it, okay? Why are we going to be late?
We're going to be late to Mars.
Be the first person to take a selfie on Mars.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what John's going to do.
That's me. What filter do you think I should use?
Valencia.
Mm. What about Rise? I'm a fan.
It's pretty dark. You might need Rise.
Rise looks
no,
good.
I like Hudson.
Hudson.
It would give a nice blue.
I like Valencia and Nashville.
I think that Rise brings out the warm tones in the orange Martian ground.
That's true. Imagine if you put that one, like Kelvin or something.
Yeah.
It would just look like a ball of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mars actually hot, or is that just a misconception because it's red? Like heat, like fire.
No, it is. It's hotter than the Earth, closer to the sun.
It's farther away from the sun.
Oh, Mercury's the one that's close to the sun.
Oh, that might be.
Yeah, one. But it also doesn't have an atmosphere. So in the daytime, I think it's the temperatures are closer to what Earth has, but way colder at nighttime. So you can't. I don't think you can be outdoors at night on Mars. I don't know if I'm getting all this right. Just I remember that Magic School Bus episode.
Also, I've been to the Liberty Science Center. So
I have too, and I crawl through the crawl the touch tunnel. The touch tunnel, yep.
Me too. I was terrified the whole time.
Me too. It feels like you're going to get stuck and die in there.
Yeah. May have had a mini panic attack in there too, but whatever.
But you did it.
But I did it, so I'm now fit for Mars.
So now you're a spaceman. Spacewoman.
How many years do you think it would take for you to start going crazy on Mars?
Millions, already crazy. Crazy like a fox. Send me to Mars.
Wait, can I start answering these questions truthfully and not as if I'm going to be drafted? Should. Okay, like literally less than a year. Like probably like 3 months, 4 months. Probably that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I think probably instantly because...
Instantly. The second they close the door,
she gets space madness as soon as they set her up.
You're not even in space yet.
Well, I really being subscribed to that space guy,
Bill Nye. You know, have you heard
Bill
of
Nye the space guy?
Sorry, what were you saying? Wait, who?
Also, just besides like mentally going crazy, since your body goes through all those crazy changes, like mm-hmm. he said that if you don't exercise every day, multiple times a day,
yeah.
your bones, I mean, your
muscles.
Your muscles just like start disintegrating.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because there's no gravity, because every day you're technically working out just by being in gravity. So like your muscles start disintegrating. And that thing I said about your eyes, like getting all inflamed and blown up and your head getting swelling is like really what he said. And so I feel like I would not be able to handle the extreme pain and discomfort that you have to go through before you get used to the, you know, change in gravity or whatever the F.
Even if I was able to handle that, I have too many other problems that I would just not.
Yeah, once you go in space, all your problems go away.
Do they? Like,
and then you get new space problems to worry about, like your head exploding.
That's the thing. When your problems are surviving and stuff like that, I feel like a lot of problems take a backseat.
I just mean, like, physically.
Oh, right. You might not be able to go to space.
I don't think I can. I got, like, a back rod. I might have a wrist screw now. I don't know, because my wrist's still broken. LOL, big fat.
Really? Still?
Yep, still broken. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Man, those European...
That European rubble that I had to carry. I feel like my brace is just going to be eventually just morph into my body. I'm going to wake up one day.
It's a cool Terminator.
Cyborg.
Yeah.
I'm into that. I'll be a cyborg. Hey, I'll be a cyborg, and then that'll make me fit for space.
Right.
Well, take everything out and put robot pieces in. I'm down. Everything. Go ahead.
I feel like once I got into space, I'd start focusing on the fact that I'm in space.
I think you'd have many, many panic attacks.
And I just would start, like, freaking out. And it would be like that, like, whoa, have you thought about how small we are? But on, like, a real mega degree. And I'd eventually just end up dying from, like, pure stress before we got there.
Yeah, you'd be the worst person for this mission.
No, I really don't want to go to space. So if those investors are actually listening to this and they thought my party pitch was really good, because in real life, I don't want to go to space.
It's okay. They've already selected their shortlist.
Oh, did they? Did they say who it's going to be?
Oh, there's like 1,400 people on their shortlist, and they're going to do the interview process now.
Oh, so
as long as Michael Jordan or Jackie Chan is at the top, that's okay.
Lance Bass supposed to go into space?
He was supposed to be part of Virgin America had this idea to build commuter spaceships, kind of like you would go on an airplane, but it would take you to space for a little while. I think Virgin is still trying to build their space shuttles or whatever right now.
Doesn't like space fuel cost so much money?
It does. I think
space travel is extremely expensive.
That would be the worst.
I think each ticket on that spaceship was marketed as, I think it was $250,000 a ticket.
Hmm.
And that's just to go to space for a little while. It's not like, oh, I get to go to the moon or the ISS. It's you just get to go in into orbit space for a while and then come back.
Oh, that's...
So these people who they're sending to Mars are actually going there to eventually die there.
Yes.
Man, who would want to do that?
A lot of people.
I think these people are just greedy and they want legacy. That they're doing it for their own...
Well, that's what the interview process is for, probably.
I don't want to send a egotistical maniac to space.
Is it really...
Oh, I really hope Will.i.am gets sent.
He'd love to be in space. That fool's all about space.
They reveal who's on their shortlist, and it's just the Black Eyed Peas.
It was a plot to get the Black Eyed Peas off this planet.
Oh, like, why are those guys here?
They really make Mars more frigolicious.
Like, we don't even send them with anything. We just drop them off.
And then the second they turn, like, wait, how do we... And the space shuttle's on.
Oh, poor BEP. BEP be repping it in space.
We leave them with some, like, astronaut ice cream and then get the hell out of there.
R.I.P. BEP.
Oh.
Bep. Oh.
Bep.
Letters make words.
Maybe we should have our listeners decide based off of our essays or whatever you want to call them, who they think is best suited to go.
That's a good idea.
In outer space, because I mean, I couldn't if I was to choose someone of you who wasn't me to go based off of your speeches, I would pick probably Aubrey.
Oh. Woo!
Yeah.
You want Mars to be the party planet of the new year.
I do. I want it to be the party planet. I want you to name a rink after me.
I will, man. That's the thing. We're going to work together. Just because I'm overseeing, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to have you there, all of you, to help me out on my journey of making Mars.
We'll be your Mars committee.
Right. That's pretty cool. And we'll make it the best party planet. And I'm gonna do that repopulation thing. Not specifically me.
Just you.
Yeah, hey now.
We have a lot of dudes in it.
A lot of dudes in it.
It's actually gonna be the new like sex planet.
You wanna turn Mars into a brothel.
You just start handing out babies. Like, here's one for you and one for you. This one's yours.
Welcome to Mars. He's a complimentary
child.
The most fun.
Ew. Come for the sex, stay because you can't leave.
Oh. That's sad, too.
Well, I really appreciate you choosing me.
Who would you choose, Aubrey?
Me? I'm not just saying this because you chose me, but I'd probably choose you.
Any particular reason why?
There's an alliance going on here.
No.
That's what I'm seeing.
I just think you legitimately have the most love for space. Mm-hmm. And you probably know the most. And, I like the ice skating rink idea.
Love baked bread.
I love. Does. I know I bash the cinnamon roll thing, but I was just jealous. So good idea. Yeah. And then a close runner up would be John, and then sorry Zach, but I think.
Oh wow.
What?
I don't know, you didn't have enough party in your speech.
Oh, well, I just started the speech. I had the heart to begin.
Right, right. No, speeches. I appreciate the heart, but that's why I'm taking you all. But,
I rank last.
But I'm sorry.
Or, Aubrey, you could have just said, I don't want you to go because I can't live without you.
Oh, well, I'm going to be there, too.
She didn't.
But she didn't, so.
With you now.
No. Here's the thing, though. That means he would have to come with me because I'm going to space with everyone. We're all going together. So if I didn't want him to... What am I trying to say here?
I don't know. What are you going to...
You stay
Sounds
here.
Sounds like bro. Somebody's backtracking, if you ask me.
Oh, listen. All right. I'm just saying I'm not really ranking. I'm saying if I had to, that would be the order. But I love you all equally, and we're all going to make a dynamite team because we all... offer different things. See, I offer the party, Andrew offers the know-how, John, you offer the
social media
and the cyborgness.
Yep.
And Zach provides the heart.
I like it.
Right? So I think, you know, why choose investors when you could have the best team?
Okay, Saturday, Mars Committee 2014.
We all make for what each other don't have.
Is this like that Minotaur hunting? What was it called?
What?
Do you guys remember our team of Minotaur hunters? Was it Minotaur?
Yeah, we're gonna Minotaur hunters. And
what was our name? We had a name for our Minotaur hunting.
Why don't I remember this?
I don't remember either.
I'm gonna find busters. It. What did you just say?
Nothing.
You said taint busters. Okay. That's usually when I would make a taint blister joke, but
it's too gross.
Oh, it's called Minotaur Search Party. I found it.
Oh.
Minotaur Search Party.
It's pretty standard.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be more creative.
I thought it'd be more creative too. I wrote down Minotaur Search Party. That's all. Sorry for bringing it up. Wasn't that great? If I had to pick one of us, though,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like tough. It's between Andrew and Zach.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Sorry, Aubrey.
I don't like to party.
Because I do. Somebody doesn't like to party. Is that what you just
said? No, maybe he likes to party, but maybe it's not the first thing on his priority list.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm thinking about the future of our peoples.
So am I, man. And we need to have fun.
And we need to have fun. Okay. I feel like Zach is like physically strong.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know, but Andrew does have the know-how, and I feel like Andrew could like train to become, you know, physically capable. I mean, you'd both need to, obviously, but maybe ouch. Andrew, maybe it would be Andrew. Did you say ouch? Hey, it's like zero gravity. It's like G forces.
I mean, obviously, you both would really have to train.
Look, all right, fine.
It's okay. When you go there, your muscles are gonna turn into overdone macaronis anyway.
Which one of you likes roller coasters more? Fight about it.
I think we both like them equally.
Hmm.
I think the three of us like them equally even. I think you're the one that doesn't like them.
Yeah.
Shoot. Well, like, God knows I'm not fit for space ever.
No, in all actuality, I'd be probably the worst candidate to go to space.
Do you think you'd be worse than me?
I think she'd be worse, only not in physical. I think physically you guys would be pretty matched, but I think that psychologically she would be horrible for space.
Yeah, I really do.
John, I think you would also be bad for it, but I think you would handle it slightly better.
I see.
I really do think I'd drive myself into complete insanity.
She's enough on Earth.
Yeah.
So.
So, and then also just physically. I mean, I'm the weakest. I really do get cold easy.
That's true.
You don't handle discomfort well at all.
I don't. That's what I'm saying. Man, if I have a shirt that's too scratchy, I want to kill myself. I can't stand it. I'm like, how am I surviving on this Earth right now?
Wow.
Send me to Mars, and then that's went into the never-ending cycle. So
I think my serious answer would be Zach, too.
Mm. I think
he'd be much more physically capable of handling the stress of like blast off and landing and you know, handling the different gravity that would be Mars. Cause it would be a lot of stress on your body. I think a lot of people would die just trying to get there.
Mm. See, my strength was one of my selling points. However, Andrew, and again, not simply because you said your short answer was me, I would pick you because I think you genuinely have the most passion for it.
That's
and
what
would.
I said.
I know, I'm also saying my opinion, too.
I'm agreeing. Okay,
you said it in a very hostile way, though.
I didn't mean to say
it. You didn't go, hey, that was my opinion. You went, that was my opinion. So, newsflash, people can agree.
I also don't really want to go, I don't want to do this ever. As much as I love space, I would never... The only way they would ever get me to Mars and I would never come back is that if I could take all my friends and family with me. Mm, like, I wouldn't,
yeah.
I just couldn't, I wouldn't be able to live by myself. I would drive myself nuts and I'd miss everyone too much. And
no, and I wouldn't either. And another reason is, well, kind of like you, it's like, oh, if they sent my family and my friends and blah, 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 sure. But that's the thing, too, is I don't want to be a pioneer of Mars because. Pioneers of anything, basically, it sucks and it's rough, and you have to like do all the troubleshooting and figure out all the hardships and the problems of it. I'd want to go once it's like a tourist attraction.
Yeah, I want to go when it's like real smooth.
Yeah, when it's just like, hey guys, come to Mars. It's like a really expensive vacation spot. Okay,
yeah, there has to be at least a Disney World on Mars.
I would love to go to Mars Disney. So, yeah, if it was a novel location or a vacation spot, then sure. But I have no desire to do that either. But I would pick Andrew. I pick Andrew because I think he's got the most.
I also think Andrew has the most cold hard leadership skills.
Dadger Dadner.
Dadger Dadner.
Seriously.
Yeah, I do. I think he could do it without getting too. Sort of emotionally or psychologically.
I feel like you'd have to be, a tough cookie, and I feel like Andrew's the most tough cookie out of all of us cookies.
Yeah, you kind of have to just like suck on the cookie for a while before you can really take like a bite out of it. It's not very good.
Nah.
But it's tough as hell.
So basically.
Andrew's going to Mars! Yay!
Woo, that's a big surprise, Andrew. We are actually a committee for Mars as well, and you're going.
Your house is actually a spaceship, and it's taking off in 5.
Say goodbye.
Oh no! I'm not strapped in at all.
Okay.
He just got sent to Mars without pants.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness, let's end this thing. Long story short, none of us actually want to go to Mars. So that's this podcast tied up in a bow. Tied up in a bow. Anyway, so if you want to.
As the saying goes.
As the saying goes, that's the podcast tied up in a bow.
I'm the worst host ever. Why?
No, you're not. It's great. We love it.
I don't. I hate
you. Okay, all right. All right, I'm going to send you to Mars. Jeez.
Whatever, put me out of my misery.
You guys.
Woo! Bunch of scams over here. Anyway, so if you guys want to send in a topic, because this one was really great, and this came from a viewer or a listener, whatever, you want to be one of the lucky ones who sends us a topic, you can send it to our email account, email address. Oh, God, man, I'm the worst. At okaysaturday@gmail.com, we take emails of all kinds.
That's actually all we take because it's an email.
It's an email.
We only take emails.
So we take topic suggestions. We take advice questions. Anything else you want to suggest, send it on over. We are always listening, always checking. Just make sure they're good.
Just make sure they don't suck.
But no stinkers. So,
also, if you want to listen to any of our past podcasts, they're on iTunes, right?
Mm-hmm. They're not all up there yet, but episodes 1 through 11, which is kind of a weird number, are up on there, and I'll be adding more shortly. And
all right.
Then we have 27 to like 30 or whatever this, 31, whatever this one is. So, check it out.
Check it out on iTunes. Also, our Tumblr, okay-saturday.tumblr.com. And then our Twitter, twitter.com/okaysaturday, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's been fun. Thanks for listening. And, well, we won't talk to anyone. You will hear us again next week.
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. How do you say goodbye in Martian?
Adios. Oh.